President Bush has disappointed some U.S. military leaders with his decision to hold off on new defense spending. A White House spokesman warned last week that President Bush does not want to throw money at the Pentagon before he's had a chance to review the country's security needs. Yesterday, administration officials went a step further, saying they intend, at least for the moment, to stick with the Pentagon budget President Clinton proposed. Administration officials said the tough line on spending does not contradict President Bush's promise to rebuild the military. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
As a presidential candidate, George W. Bush argued that President Bill Clinton had so neglected the nation's armed services that whoever followed him would inherit a military in decline. The message went down well with pro-military voters, American Legion members, for example.
And this Legionnaire is here to make this pledge. Should I become the president, I will rebuild the military power of the United States of America.
The vice presidential candidate, Dick Cheney, made a promise of his own to military members who felt they were underfunded. Help is on the way, he said. But it won't be immediate. President Bush last week told Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld that before making any big spending decisions, he wanted an overall review of the nation's military strategy and the Pentagon's most pressing needs. In the meantime, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said yesterday the Bush administration won't go beyond the $14 billion defense spending increase proposed for next year by the outgoing Clinton team.
The president has sent a signal that until the strategic review is done, the existing budgets will be in place.
This does not mean, Fleischer emphasized, that the president is going back on his campaign promise to boost military pay by $1 billion a year over what the Clinton administration had proposed. It might be possible to find money for that increase by rearranging spending within the budget. Administration officials also point out that their spending plans are likely to change once their strategic review is completed. But that will be a few months from now, and the Bush team's hard line, meanwhile, is causing some consternation at the Pentagon. Senior military officers recently warned Congress that they might have to make major cuts in training and operations unless they get more than $7 billion in additional funds this year. They'd prefer sooner rather than later, says one Pentagon official. They have concerns that there are some bills to pay. Gary Schmidt, who directs the Project for a New American Century, says the Bush team shouldn't need a strategic review to figure out that planes aren't flying for a lack of spare parts or that ammunition stocks are running low.
There's a sick patient that needs to be taken care of right now. What you do for the final cure, of course, you want to take your time to think about, but the truth is there's a patient here that needs help right away.
The danger in postponing a decision on a defense budget increase, Schmidt argues, is that other spending ideas will soon be competing for attention.
The longer you wait, the more difficult it is to find those funds, because obviously Washington is full of folks who are looking at the surplus and are going to decide how to divide that up. So if you think national security is an important priority, then you're better to act early when there's a consensus about this need.
In fact, the Bush administration itself has yet to decide how to use the surplus. President Bush says he's determined to move ahead with a national missile defense program that could end up costing as much as $100 billion. And Michael O'Hanlon, a defense budget expert at the Brookings Institution, points out that other new weapon systems under consideration could cost tens of billions more.
Given that he wants to spend about $2 trillion out of that $3 trillion available surplus just on tax breaks alone, he's not going to have enough money to do everything else that needs to be done.
The administration's hold-the-line approach means there won't be any decision soon on whether to go ahead with some of the military's proposed new acquisitions. The Pentagon spokesman said this week, for example, that the Air Force is unlikely to get a green light to begin production of its new F-22 fighter, even though all the flight tests have been completed. Another project likely to face tough questions is the Navy's DD-21 destroyer, a stealth ship that would carry more missiles and guns than any destroyer now made. Administration officials say they'll honor their commitment to more defense spending, but they suggest a little time could allow the Pentagon to sort out its own priorities. Michael O'Hanlon says a new, upwardly revised defense budget for next year could be submitted next January.
Mr. Bush probably should provide a little bit of money for a couple of targeted things before that, but he doesn't have to be in any big hurry. And it's very important to create a sense of fiscal discipline at the Pentagon, because right now people are just asking for too much.
The Comptroller General of the United States, the top U.S. government auditor, might agree with that assessment. David Walker told the Senate Budget Committee this week that he'd give the U.S. Defense Department an A, number one in the world, for its effectiveness at fighting and winning wars. but they're a D+, he said, on economy and efficiency. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.